We can start with a shloka which is so encouraging for us about the glories of attempting to chant the holy name. From the Skanda Purana, from the booklet Srila Gurudev used to hand out at the time of initiation. Gokoti danang grahane ghagasya prayaga gangodaka kalpavasaha yagyayutang meru suvarna danang govinda kirte na samang shatamang shayi. So this is saying that hundreds of pious activities can never equal the slightest attempt to sing the holy name of the Supreme Lord Govinda. And the translation of the verse is, making a gift of 10 million cows on a solar eclipse. Yesterday was a solar eclipse, we heard. Not here apparently, but in the northern, further north, it was full eclipse. So, if yesterday you made a donation of 10 million cows, then... making a gift of 10 million cows on a solar eclipse, residing for a millennium at a holy place like Prayag, where the sacred Ganges flows, performing 10,000 sacrifices and giving away a mountain of gold. Hundreds of such pious activities can never equal the slightest attempt to sing the holy name of the Supreme Lord, Govinda. Govinda, Govinda. And one more verse from the Namashtakam by Srila Rupa Goswami. Jayanamadheya munivrindageya jana ranjanaya paramaksharakrite tvam anadarad api manag udiritang nikilogra tapa pataling vilumpasi. Which means, all glory to you, all glory to you, O holy name. You are eternally sung by the sages. You are the joy of the hearts of all, and you have graciously appeared in this form of the transcendental syllables to bring all good to the souls suffering in this world. If even without proper devotion, a person just once calls out to you in his time of need, then by your slightest appearance, all the terrible sins accumulated in the form of the mundane subtle body are destroyed in a split second. Rupa Goswami. Of course, we can happily read more, but we shall now go back to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we're reading each day. But really, some of these verses, as Guru Maharaj says in Prapanajivanamritam, or points out in Prapanajivanamritam, from many verses we can get encouragement in our devotion, and sometimes in the verses we can be discouraged by seeing how great devotees have done so much trying to get the Lord's mercy and still they are feeling themselves hopeless. So what is our hope there? In Prapanajivanamritam, Srila Guru Maharaj gives that. One part of the Shastra will give us much hope and other parts of the Shastra may make us hopeless. But either way, the only shelter for us is the holy name of the Lord. So, to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, to continue where we were reading yesterday. And yesterday, Mahaprabhu had arrived in Jagannath Puri. He'd been fainted on the floor of the Jagannath temple after seeing Jagannath. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya rescued him from being beaten. And then, when he came to his senses, then he's looking all around And then presently they took prasadam, Jagannath prasadam. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya made everybody at home taking prasadam. Today, all of you, please try to taste the lunch just as Lord Jagannath has accepted it. What? Yeah, but it's surprising because inside is not very cold. It's the breeze which is cold.
Do you want us to bring your other
hand? No. I have. I shall dress up as a babushka. All right. So, after saying this, he made them all eat the various cakes and condensed milk preparations. After feeding them, he offered them water to wash their hands, feet, and mouths. Begging permission from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then went with Gopinath Acharya to take lunch. After finishing their lunch, they returned to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is where we got to yesterday. So today, we start with Namo Narayan. But first of all, we'll do Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jai Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Deva Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Srila Bhakti Rakhav Sridha Deva Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Vishwaranya Srila Bhakti Viranta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai. Namo Narayana Boli. Namaskar Koila. Krishner Mati Rastu Boli. Gosai Kahila. Which means, offering his obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Namo Narayan, means, I offer my obeisances to Narayan. And in return, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishne Matir Astu, let your attention be on Krishna. Purport by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is the etiquette among sannyasis, those on the fourth platform of spiritual life, to offer respects by saying, Om Namo Narayan. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Narayan. This greeting is used especially by Mayavadi sannyasis. According to the Smriti scriptures, a sannyasi should not expect anything from anyone, nor should he consider himself identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnava sannyasis never think of themselves as being one with the Lord. They always consider themselves eternal servants of Krishna, and they want to see everyone in the world become Krishna conscious. For this reason, a Vaishnava sannyasi always offers his blessings to everyone, saying, Krishner Matir Astu, may your attention be on Krishna. Yes. Sunni Savabhova Mane Vichara Korila. Vaishnava sannyasi iho vachane janila. Hearing these words, Sarvabhauma understood Lord Chaitanya to be a Vaishnava sannyasi. Hearing these words, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood Lord Chaitanya to be a Vaishnava sannyasi. Shunni Sarvabhauma mane vichara korila Vaishnava sannyasi iho Vachane Janila. Then Gopinath Acharya kohe to him. Sarvabhauma then said to Gopinath Acharya, I want to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's previous situation. And the Bengali is Gopinath Acharya Gopinath Acharyere Kohe Sava Boma Gosaira Janite Chahi Kaham Purvashram. Purvashram. They use that today. What was your previous life? Purvashram. Where were you in your, what were you doing in your previous life? Purvashram. Then, oh, there's a purport to this. Oh, here we are. The word Purva Ashram refers to one's previous situation in life. Sometimes a person will accept the renounced order from householder life, and sometimes even from student, brahmachari, life. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to know of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's previous situation as a householder. Gopinath Acharya Kohe. Gopinath Acharya replied. Oh yes, so the other part, when it's two, it was Gopinath Acharya Re. Yeah, that's the two part. And the Kohe Sarvabhauma was this Sarvabhauma speaking part. Gopinath Acharya Kohe. Nabadipa Ghora Jagannatha Nama Padavi Mishra Purandara. Gopinath Acharya replied, there was a man named Jagannath who was a resident of Nabadeep and whose surname was Mishra Purandara. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the son of that Jagannath Mishra and his former name was Vishvamba Mishra. He also happens to be the grandson of Nilambara Chakravarti. And the Bengali for that last part. Vishvambhara Nama Ihara Thara Iho Putra Nilambara Chakravarti Hoyena Dauhitra. Dauhitra, grandson. Sarvabhauma Kohe means
Sarvabhauma said.
So what did he say? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Nilambara Chakravarti was a classmate of my father. So just now was Gopinath Acharya telling Sarvabhauma what is the brief history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now Sarvabhauma is saying, oh, Nilambara Chakravarti, he was a classmate of my father, Maheshwara Vishrada. I know him as such. Jagannath Mishra Purandara was respected by my father. Thus, because of their relationship with my father, I respect both Jagannath Mishra and Nilambara Chakravarti. And the bangla for all of that is Sarvabhauma Kohe. Nilambara Chakravarti Vishara Dera Samajayi Etara Khyati. Etara Khyati. Okay, Khyati means acquaintance. Mishra Purandara Thara Manya Hena Jani Pitara Sambande Dohake Pujya Kori Mane. I accept. Then, so now is Krishnadas Kaviraj narrating. Nobody is speaking, Krishnadas Kaviraj is narrating. He's saying, hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu belonged to the Nadia district, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became very pleased and addressed the Lord as follows, which in Bengali is, Nadia Sambhande Sarvabhauma Hrishta Hoyla Prit Hoya Gosaire Kahite Lagila. Kahite Lagila began to speak. So Sarvabhauma speaking, he said, you are naturally respectable. Besides, you are a sannyasi. Thus, I wish to become your personal servant. Sarvabhauma speaking to Mahaprabhu. Which is? Sahajai puja tumi are ta sanyasi. No, ara ta sanyasa. Ataiva ha tomara ami nija dasa. I want to be your servant. purport. A sannyasi is always to be worshipped and offered all kinds of respect by the grihasthas, the householders. Although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma respected him as a sannyasi. Okay, although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was older than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma respected Mahaprabhu as a sannyasi and as one who had attained the topmost platform of spiritual ecstasy. Thus, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya certainly accepted him as his master. And Krishnadas Kaviraj narrating, as soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from the Bhattacharya, he immediately remembered Lord Vishnu and began to speak humbly to him as follows, which is, Shuni Mahaprabhu Koila Sri Vishnu Smaran Bhattacharya Bhattacharya Kohe Kichu Vinaya Bachana. And what did he say? He said, Tumi Jagat Guru Sarvaloke Hittakata Vedanta Parayo Sanyasira Upakarta. Mahaprabhu is saying to Sarvabhauma, because you are a teacher of Vedanta philosophy, you are the master of all the people in the world and their well-wisher as well. You are also the benefactor of all kinds of sannyasis. Purport. Because the Mayavadi sannyasis teach Vedanta philosophy to their students or disciples, they are customarily called Jagat Guru. This indicates that they are the benefactors of all people. Although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was not a sannyasi but a householder, he used to invite all the sannyasis to his home and offer them prasad. Thus he was accepted as the best well-wisher and friend of all the sannyasis. Ami Balaka Sannyasi. Balakrishna is? Baby Krishna, yeah, young Krishna. Translation. I am a young sannyasi, and actually I have no knowledge of what is good and what is bad. Therefore I am taking shelter of you and accepting you as my spiritual master. Ami Balaka Sannyasi Bhandamanda Nahi Jani Tomara Ashraya Nilum Guru Kori Mani. Next, I have come here only to associate with you, and I am now taking shelter of you. Will you kindly maintain me in all respect? Tomara sanga lagi mora iha agamana sava prakare kori be amaya palana. And the word agamana means? Oh, arrival. Okay, I've come here for your association. Agamana. The incident that happened today, so Mahaprabhu is still speaking, the incident that happened today, fainting in front of Mahaprabhu, was a great obstacle for me, but you have kindly relieved me of it. Aji je hoila amara bara I vipatti taha hoite kaile tumi amara avya hati. Bhattacharya kohe ekale tumi na jaye darshane amara sange jabe kingva amara lokasane. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, do not go alone to see the deity at the Jagannath temple. It is better you go with me or with my men. Prabhu kahe, mandira bittare na jaiba, garudera parshe rahi dashana koriba, which we can practically understand. The Lord said, I shall never enter the temple, but shall always view the Lord from the side of the Garuda Stamba. And the Garuda Stamba is a big pillar with Garuda on the top of the pillar. And it is inside the Jagannath temple. It's not the pillar that's, you know, there's a big pillar outside. That's a different pillar. But the Garuda Stamba is inside. Well, it must be below him. Of course, we're not allowed to enter. We've not seen. So we can only see by the description. But a little far, but I don't think so far. Gopinathacharya ke kohe savaboma tumi gosaire laya karaiha darashana. Savaboma Bhattacharya then told to Gopinathacharya, take Goswamiji and show him Lord Jagannath. Also, the apartment belonging to my maternal aunt is in a very solitary place. Make all arrangements for him to stay there. Amara mat Tri svasa griha nijana stana taha vasa deha kora sarva samadhana. Next verse. Gopinatha Prabhu loya taham vasa dila jala jala patra dika sarva samadhana koila. Thus Gopinathacharya took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the residential quarters and showed him where to find water, tubs and water pots. Indeed, he arranged everything. Aradina, another day, Gopinatha Prabhu stane giya, shayothana darashana karayila laya. The next day, Gopinathacharya took Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to see the early rising of Lord Jagannath. Mukunda datta loy ayala savaboma stane savaboma kichutare balila vachane. Gopinathacharya then took Mukunda datta with him and went to Savaboma's house. When they arrived, Savaboma addressed Mukunda datta as follows. Savaboma said to Mukunda datta, the sannyasi is very meek and humble by nature, and his person is very beautiful to see. Consequently, my affection for him increases. Which is Prakriti Vinita Sanyasi Dekita Sundara Amara Bahu Priti Bare Ihara Uppara. And the purport is Savaboma Bhattacharya considered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a very humble and meek person. Because although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, he still retained his brahmachari name. The Lord took sannyas from Keshava Bharati in the Bharati Sampradaya, in which the brahmacharis, the assistants of the sannyasis, are named Chaitanya. Even after accepting sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu retained that name, Chaitanya, meaning a humble servant of a sannyasi. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya appreciated this very much. I am unable to answer. Maybe.
If the translation maybe is a little bad, maybe he accepted a brahmachari name out of his humility. Because there was no time for him to be a brahmachari.
Yeah. I don't see anything in the translation about brahmachari, but. Anyway, this is in the purport, so a Okay, we will continue and see what transpires. Konsampradaya sannyasa karyachina grahana kiba nama ihara shunite hoyamana. From which sampradaya has he accepted the sannyas order? And what is his name? Okay, that was in the purport, so I'm not sure quite, because now he's going to ask what is his name. Gopinath Kohe. So Gopinath Acharya said, the Lord's name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and his sannyas preceptor is the greatly fortunate, who knows? Who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas guru? Keshava Bharati. Who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Harinam guru? Okay. And the Lord's name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and his sannyas preceptor is the greatly fortunate Keshava Bharati. Did I read the Sanskrit? Gopinath Kohe. Sorry, Bengali. Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Guru Ihara Keshava Bharati Mahadhanya. Mahadhanya, greatly fortunate. Savaboma Kohe. Ihara nama sarvottama bharati sampradaya iho hayena madhyama. Savaboma Bhattacharya said, Sri Krishna is a very good name, but he belongs to the Bharati community. Therefore he is a second class sannyasi. Oh dear. Gopinatha kohe. Ihara nahi bhaya peksha. Ataiva bara sampradayera nahika apeksha. Gopinatha Charja replied, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not rely on any external formality. There is no need for him to accept the sannyas order from a superior sampradaya. There is a long purport. And the purport is describing the different names of different sampradayas. And about different kinds of sannyasis, those sannyasis who live in the forest, those sannyasis who live in the mountains. After receiving sannyas, I was sent to the Himalayas, I saw a cave, I was attracted. Hare Krishna. And when I got back to Vrindavan after receiving sannyas, one of the servitors in the temple, who was the cook, he was no longer in the temple. He'd accepted Babaji.
Who was that?
His name was, forget. But he was Brahmachari in the temple, he was the cook. But then he took Babaji, and it was really extraordinary, because walking just near the Jamuna on the Parikram path, and then kind of saw him, but he's wearing Babaji dress. I said, what happened? And he said, oh, I took Babaji. But he looking at me and saying, what happened? And I thought, oh, Babaji was better for me was to be a Babaji. I thought, oh, that would suit me more in some ways. The Babaji basically stays alone, and the sannyasi is meant to go and tell other people about Krishna. But that's a hard job to do. What can we say? Anyway, it's some kind of analysis of the different branches of sannyas and the names of, and Chaitanya, why this name is considered belonging to the Bharati community. However, next verse, Bhattacharya kohe. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in his full-fledged youthful life, how can he keep the principles of sannyas? Bhattacharya kohe, ihara praudha yovana, kemate sannyasa dharma hoibe rakshana. Nirantara iha ke vidanto shunaiba, vairagya advaita marge pravesha karaiba, which means, I shall continuously recite Vedanta philosophy before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that he may remain fixed in his renunciation and thus enter upon the path of monism. So he is thinking, I'll tell him continuously about Vedanta philosophy. That will keep him detached. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya suggested, if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would like, I could bring him into a first-class sampradaya by offering him saffron cloth and performing the reformatory process again. And that is, kahena jadi punarapi yoga pattadiya sanskara kariye uttama sampradaye aniya. And the purport is, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya wanted to reinstate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the Sarasvati sampradaya because he did not like that the lords belonging to the Bharati sampradaya or Puri sampradaya. Actually, he did not know the position of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not depend on an inferior or superior sampradaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead remains in the supreme position in all circumstances. Because at this particular position, this particular part of the Leela, then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is showing much attachment to the external designations of the lower sampradayas, middle sampradayas, higher sampradayas. And this Leela is going to be a very clear example of how it is that all these designations in connection with the Lord in particular have absolutely no value. So it's there in order to have this pastime. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a very strong Vedantaist, and they are very much looking at people according to their designation. And so even with the Brahmanas, there are different kinds of Brahmanas. Some are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam also. The Sanodiya Brahmana and this Brahmana, the Brahmana from Avantipur, different Brahmanas' designations are mentioned. But yes, he saw Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms, but then he's also being covered by some either Mahamaya, but we will rather think Yogamaya in their pastimes, that the yoga maya is covering the fact that he already actually had some recognition that he was the Lord himself. No other person can have those ecstatic symptoms when he held the cotton bud in front of his nose, etc. Here we are, cotton bud. And one thing with Chaitanya Charitamrita and our readings is that this is a continuous reading from beginning to end, beginning to end, beginning to end. And so we are taking everything as it comes, and some things are beyond us and some things we think are within our understanding, but even that is actually beyond our understanding. And so we are going through accepting and happily witnessing the pastimes through our ears. Shunni Gopanatha Mukunda Duhe Dukkha Haila. Dukkha Haila. Shukhi and Dukhi. happy and sad. Dukhi is sad. Gopinatha Charja Kichu Kohite Lagila. Gopinatha Charja and Mukunda Datta became very unhappy when they heard this. Like you, they're becoming very unhappy. Gopinatha Charja therefore addressed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Gopinatha Charja therefore addressed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya as follows. Bhattacharya, tumi ihara na jana mahima, Bhagavata lakshanera ihatai sima. What did he tell? He said, my dear Bhattacharya, you do not know the greatness of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are found in him to the highest degree. You see, but temporarily Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was being covered. Hare Krishna. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, those who know the absolute truth know it in three phases, as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedanti tat tatva vidas tatvam yaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. Quote, those who are in knowledge of the non-dual absolute truth know very clearly what is Brahman, what is Paramatma, and what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what that verse means. Then Srila Prabhupada is saying, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Shad Aishvarya Purna, complete in six opulences. Gopinatha Charja emphasized that all those six opulences were completely existing in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Back to the text. Gopinatha Charja is speaking. Tahate vikyata iho parama ishvara agyastane kichunahe vigyera gochara. Gopinatha saying, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is celebrated as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are ignorant in this connection find the conclusion of knowledgeable men very difficult to understand. Then the disciples of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya retaliated, because Sarvabhauma was with his disciples and then Gopinatha Charja was kind of chastising a bit to Sarvabhauma. So they retaliated. By what evidence do you conclude that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord? And Gopinatha Charja replied, the statements of authorized acharyas who understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are proof. And in Bangla that is, Shishya Ganna Kahe. The disciple said, Ishvara kahan kon pramane? Acharya kohe, Gopinatha Acharya said, Vigya matra Ishvara lakshane. Shishya kohe, then the disciples said, Ishvara tatva sadi anumane. Acharya kohe, anumane nahe Ishvara gyane. The disciples of the Bhattacharya said, we derive knowledge of the absolute truth by logical hypotheses, by logic. But Gopinatha Charja replied, one cannot attain real knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by such logical hypothesis and argument. And this, of course, started Srila Prabhupada on an extensive purport, because this is an important point on the, by logic and thinking and analysis, we cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is a long purport. Nahang prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavitaha mudho yang nabijanati lokomam ajam avyayam. And this is a very good Srila Prabhupada translation. I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my eternal creative potency. And so the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and infallible. Bhagavad Gita 7:25, yeah. Little louder, please. I'm wearing... Well, he's not saying this here. He's not saying that in this verse.
He told, I do not reveal myself to those who are not intelligent.
To the foolish. And Guru Srila Prabhupada, fools and rascals. Of whom he put the scientists, perhaps at the top. The fools and rascals. Ignoring the Lord, trying to analyze everything by analysis, this way. Hare Krishna. Then also from the Gita, Srila Prabhupada mentioning, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati. One can understand me, Krishna speaking of course, only by the devotional process. One can understand me only by the devotional process. Hare Krishna. Okay, we'll read. The thing is, this conversation goes on for a little while, and it's 8 o'clock. This conversation does go on for a little while. Okay, so the next verse in the text, it is Gopinath Acharya still speaking to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and he's saying, Gopinath Acharya continued, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by His mercy, and not by guesswork or hypothesis. Anumana pramana nahi ishvara tatva gyane. Sorry, tatva gyane. Kripa vina ishvara re keha nahi jane. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by His mercy, and not by guesswork or hypothesis. And of course, the other thing is, His mercy comes how? It comes through Gurudev, it comes through the spiritual master. Anyway, we are in this wonderful book, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj. All glories to Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Ki. Jai, all glories Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who's given us his wonderful book, Ki Jai. All glories to our all glorious Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, Ki Jai. All glories to our all glorious Grand Gurudev and my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, Ki Jai. And all of our Grand Guru Varga, Ki Jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan, Ki Jai. Nitai Gora Premanandi Hari Hari Bol Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha